Today is graduation day and I'm super duper excited. I've had some tough times for the past few years. Being a part-time student with a full-time job as a full-time mom is draining but rewarding. The support of my family has helped a lot. I needed all the help I could get and they didn't fall short. And Zaya, wow, to be as young as she is, she played a significant part too. At times I felt guilty telling her that I couldn't play with her when she asked me because I needed to study. But she would say things like, "It's okay, mommy." Or she would say, "Let me know when you're done with your homework." Then she says, "Mommy, can I help you study?" Like, where does she come from? But I did it. I came, I saw, I conquered. I have a nice little boutique that I'm so proud of. My clients are amazing and work is steady. I'm going to need something much bigger soon though. The suite that I'm working in can't accommodate the amount of traffic that I have. I'm going to save every penny I have and open up a bigger salon and hire staff. I'm going to show Zaya that hard work pays off. I am so determined. It's been a year and a lot has happened. I gave up all my savings to a company that said they would help me secure a grant so I could purchase a building, buy products and supplies and so on. As soon as that happened, I discovered it was a scam. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. I'm furious. Ugh. I gave them all of my savings. I fell for their lies. I was just so excited to finally become a beauty salon owner. It was part of my dream. So I thought this was what I was supposed to do. But I can't let this feeling take over. I have to start over, start saving every penny I have, and move on. I did it once, and I can do it again. I was scammed, but I'll recover. I'm in total shock and a little disbelief. The doctor said I was pregnant, but miscarried. Then after spending weeks grieving, my doctor tells me I'm still pregnant, and it's a girl. Okay, God, you're funny. Now I have three people I have to prove myself to. There's Zaya, my new baby girl Melody, and myself. I'm working a full-time job and making house calls as a hairstylist and trying to go back to school so I can work on my bachelor's. Is it a lot? Absolutely. Can I do it? Well, I'm doing it now. I'm making it all work, bouncing back and forth between postpartum depression and trying to make an unhealthy relationship with Melody Dad's dad work. It's taking a toll on everything. I know what I should do, but I'm just afraid to do it. But I have a plan. I'm going to focus all of my energy on what's constant and consistent. When I get to where I'm mentally and emotionally healthy, I'll make my move, my big play. Yes, I did it. I reopened my business. I am no longer a kitchen beautician. I am the proud owner of a full-service salon. I upgraded from that small boutique. I did it. I started from scratch and did something that was so hard for some to do. The look on Zaya and Melody's faces at the opening party were priceless. We all had so much fun. Guys, I covered a lot in this journal entry in a short amount of time because I am ending season one of Your Mom's Journal. It's bittersweet, bitter because I feel like I'm ending a chapter in my life that was so significant because it was a journey that I shared with my oldest, but I'm excited. Which is the sweet part to this because I will be highlighting some things that I experienced with my second baby girl, Melody. Zaya, she helped me tremendously initially with a lot of the things that I'd gone through. She wasn't even aware of it, and that's funny because kids don't know the magnitude of emotion that they can portray just by simply asking us how we're doing or telling us that we're doing a great job. And it's always in a moment that we need it So with that, I greatly appreciate my children and all the things that they do. But parents, our little people can be our biggest cheerleaders, right? I mean, I went to school 3 times and Zaya was there to witness it all. I went to cosmetology school, graduated from there. I went to Midlands Technical College, graduated my associates from there. And then I started university right before I found out I was pregnant with Melody. A baby was cheering me on the entire time. So mamas, daddies, y'all keep pressing. They see you. Even when I embarrass myself by falling for a scam, not fully understanding the damage it caused, Zaya was like, "Mama, you can save up more money." And she was right. I did exactly that. We have to always give our best in everything we do. We don't want to look like hypocrites in our kids' eyes. We shouldn't tell them to keep trying, don't give up, pick your face up. But we're sulking. You know, we're giving up on ourselves and pulling a victim card when life hits us in the face. They will love and appreciate us so much more if we act out on our own words. Or act on our own words. I titled this entry, "Can't Stop, Won't Stop," because as parents, that's what we should live by. We can't stop, so we shouldn't. Is it a lot of pressure? Sure. But the pressure births greatness. And so since this is the end of season 1, you may be wondering if this is the end of your mom's journal. No, this is the beginning of Melody's journey. With Melody came a whole new set of struggles. I mean, I thought I had it all together because it had just been me and Zaya for 7 years. Melody wasn't even a thought. When I knew that she was going to be born, I just thought, well, I've been a mom for this long, it shouldn't be that hard. And boy, was I wrong. There were more lessons to learn and more crying out to God that I... y'all will see. I was really tested. So moms, dads, parents, grandparents, cousins, anybody that's, you know, caring for anyone's child, whether it's your own or not, you have an amazing journey. Even if it doesn't look like it now, as long as you don't give up, the journey will always be amazing. There were probably more bumps in the road than you could imagine when you set out, but speak on it. Don't be embarrassed to share it with someone you trust. I mean, look at me. I'm sharing my journey, as messy, as bumpy, as chaotic as it was. I'm sharing it with strangers. I'm sharing it with people I don't know. I'm sharing it with people that I've known but just didn't open up to. So don't be afraid to say something, because it can absolutely help someone else. I'm hoping that by me sharing my journey, doing these entries, it'll just shed light and be a way to lighten the feeling of guilt for someone that's feeling guilty. Don't feel guilty. We have to tell our kids no sometimes, and it just makes them grow, mature. I'm not saying neglect them. No, there's a difference between always saying no and just flat out neglecting time with your children. But if we always say yes, they will be entitled adults. I've seen it. I've experienced some entitled adults, and it's because they were brought up with yes. So no is healthy. It's okay. If you feel like you're a failure, you're not. We may not get it right all the time. We may not get it right the majority of the time. But like I said before, you can only get it wrong if you stop trying. So don't give up. Remember, can't stop, won't stop. I'll see you in season 2.